Why are we in here and not in there?
Your parents have to talk to your suitor.
I thought things were going to change, but this is all the same.
What do you mean?
Trapped in another room, waiting on a decision.
Well, it won't be this way forever.
No?
No. You'll get married, and then you'll have a honeymoon in one of your father's other estates, and then you'll have children.
But I want to get out! See the world! My favorite memories were going on the ship with Dad.
Yeah, I doubt any of that's going to happen since the whole fiasco with your mom.
Ugh, I hate her for that. So what am I supposed to do? Stay here like an infidel? Again?
You'll have court sometimes. That's fun. And because I'm your lady-in-waiting, you'll get to help me pick out a husband.
Do you think I'll ever harpoon a seal again?
Probably not.
Damn, all I want to do is kill a seal. Is that so much to ask?
Alfhild, Maiden of the Sea.
I don't know if I can do this.
Quit pacing, kid. You're making me nervous.
This shall be one of my most momentous occasions of my livelihood. Something that shall be told down from generations of my heroism, and I lost it.
Look, you passed the test fair and square. What else is there to do?
You speaketh truth. I desire none else than my due reward.
That's right. And then you could have your own little kingdom to worry about one day.
Mine own kingdom? How I have dreamed it so, and 'tis come out of my machinations and into nature's fair fortune. Take that, brothers.
Yes, then you can finally quit pestering me.
Dearest Borgar, I have not the key to behold the words I should deign to speak to you. I have but a few words, yet they ring true as a bell. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
The world must know of thy noblest deeds in my direst hour.
No, seriously, kid. Don't mention it. I'm not supposed to do that kind of stuff anymore. Okay?
Then my gratitude will be brought through my silence.
Thanks. Ready or not, here they come.
So, let me get this straight. Even with all the guards on your side and this thug for hire, you still lost?
I resent that.
Silent Toad. Auden, baby boy, is this true?
Yes.
You're a disgrace! Can't get anything done. If you were a commoner, you'd be dead by now. Do you know that?
Yes.
You and your father are constantly riding on my coattails, receiving pleasantries and riches you don't deserve.
But, Mom...
I'll do it this time. Leave. Banish myself to the frozen lands. Die in exile rather than live in such shame.
No, Mom, don't do that.
Tell me, Auden, where did I go wrong? Am I such a bad mother that this is how you repay me? With a heart full of spite and malice, determined to ruin me.
No, Mom, of course not.
I thought I was cursed. A terrible woman. So many children dead, lost. Then you came along, my miracle. I'd do anything for you. And this is what you do in return?
No, Mom, please. I'll make it up to you. I promise.
You better.
Jeez, that was harsh. And I thought my mom was bad.
Whew! You have no idea.
Psh, royals. So dramatic. What are you gonna do to make it up to her?
No idea. But she'll probably come up with something in the next couple weeks.
Welcome to my kingdom. Prince Alf, was it?
Yes, Your Highness.
And who is this with you?
Sir Borgar, Your Majesty.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Tell me, how did you defeat the snakes?
We covered our hides in blood and defeated them with hot iron.
Fascinating. Tell me about your lineage.
I am the seventh son of the king of the...
Nice. That is some good, strong lineage, my boy.
My darling, are we forgetting something?
What? He's perfect for our girl.
What you have promised me?
Yes, yes, yes. I have not forgotten my bond to thee. I have proclaimed that ultimately Orfield shall be the decider of her fate and choose her suitor.
Ah, that's quite progressive.
Do you have a problem with that?
No, no, of course not.
Take a few days to get to know each other. This will be the key to winning her heart. Let us speak a few words to her.
Yes, of course. The power to decide lies with the princess? This kingdom's customs differ starkly from mine.
Why did you do that?
To what are you referring?
You called me Sir Borgar.
And?
I am enough of a man to stand on my own. You don't need to make up titles for me.
I...
Unless it hurts your frail pride to be seen with someone as lowly as I.
But...
And I didn't have to help you. You roped me into it, and I got drawn into it. I told your father...
Borgar, I apologize if you don't prefer that title. Just as soon as I am back at court, I will have it be so.
Really?
Of course. The snakes and guards would have made Karen of my vessel without thy aid.
You're welcome.
My darling girl, my Alfhild. Oh, how my heart has wept for you.
Yes, it's good to see you again, girl.
Oh, don't just stand there. Give her a hug.
Okay. There, girl.
I'm so glad to be out of there. I missed you both so much.
I take it you learned your lesson.
I have. I will never kiss one who is not my betrothed again. I swear it.
Good.
Now, for some exciting news.
What could be more exciting than my betrothal?
As per your mother's request, you will get the final word on whether or not you marry Prince Alf.
What?
You get to decide if you want to marry him or not.
I do?
Yes.
So, if I don't like him, I don't have to marry him.
That is the nature of it, yes.
I am the luckiest girl in the world!
Would you like to take a pre-supper stroll with him in the gardens and get to know him a little bit?
Wouldn't I ever. Come on, Groa.
Why shall I attend?
Did you see his companion?
Announcing Princess Alfhild and Mistress Groa.
Nice to see my rescuer again.
'Tis always pleasure to gaze on thy radiant face.
Hear that, Groa? My face is radiant.
Whatever.
Shall we stroll?
As you wish.
I never had the chance to thank you, Sir Borgar.
You're welcome.
How canst thou travel so far? Doesn't your wife miss you?
I've got no missus, unfortunately. It's just me and the sea.
Well, That is unfortunate.
Well, it's nothing that can't be fixed, providing I find the right woman.
So, tell me about yourself, Prince Alf.
Well, I am the seventh son of King of the...
What else?
What else?
What do you like to do for fun?
Well, I sail, I duel, I fish.
Everybody does that.
I prefer reading.
You do?
Oh, yes. Would you like to hear some poetry?
Sure.
Poetry.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Hey, nobody's looking. Want to make out behind that bush?
What? Have you no virtue?
Oh, we are betrothed.
Save it for the wedding, woman. Ugh.
Alfhild.
Mom, what are you doing sitting here in the dark?
I had to talk to you. Alone.
You know what happened the last time you went behind Dad's back.
I know. But Alfhild, I am worried for your happiness.
Why? I got a hot guy and I'm going to get my happily ever after.
You shouldn't marry him.
What? Why not?
At least not right away. I don't want you to be trapped.
What else am I to do? All I can do is sit around the castle anyway.
You need to learn more of yourself, about your family. You are heir to the throne now.
I remember all my tutor taught about Grandpa and Uncle.
No, you need to learn about my side of the family.
But all your relatives died in a fire.
Now that you are older, I tell you my mother and sister are very much alive.
I have a grandma? And another aunt that is not Jareen? And you never told me?
It was to keep you safe.
Safe? Safe from what?
There was a lot of political upheaval when your father and I married. We kept that side of the family away to protect you.
So, why do you want me to go now?
You remind me so much of my mother, Hild. Her name is Letgerda. You need to meet with her. I believe that you can make peace to the unrest and change our kingdom for the better.
What will Father say? I'm finally in his good graces. You are finally in his good graces. And what about Alf?
Oh, please, that boy is a dime a dozen.
Mom!
Okay, that was really harsh. But still, the sentiment is the same. You need to lead this kingdom, Alfhild.
What you did almost destroyed the kingdom. I'm sorry, Mom, but... I'm not taking any chances like that.
So, what did you think of the princess?
She's different than all of the other princesses I've met.
Bad different? Or good different?
Just different.
That means bad different.
Well, I saw you hitting it off with her maid.
Yeah. She's kind of cute, isn't she?
When you are titled, there shan't be a dame thou canst win.
Hey, everyone! Cheers for my buddy! He's betrothed!
Huzzah! Tis too early to say for sure, I think.
Nah, come on, kid. Lighten up. You're a charming prince who saved her. What's better than that?
She just keeps trying to kiss me. like there is no virtue there. Save some for the wedding.
Ha! You royals are a strange breed, I'll tell you that.
But the Hexia said it was my destiny to be with her. I just don't know what it all means.
Are you ready to go to bed, Hilda? I can call the servants.
Ugh, I don't know anything anymore, Grova.
What's wrong?
Everything. I finally get rescued, and this prince doesn't even want to kiss me. Now he thinks I'm some common harlot.
Harsh. I'm sure he doesn't think of you like that.
Not only that, but my mom doesn't want me to marry him.
What? Why?
Can you keep a secret? Apparently she wants me to find myself and visit my family I didn't know existed.
Who?
Ladgerda, or something. Have you ever heard of her?
Only whispers. Bad whispers.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
I'm sorry, Hilda. But at least it's better than being in the tower.
I'd almost rather be there. Then I'd know what was going on.
Well, you don't have to know everything right now. See how it all plays out.
I'm impatient. Ugh, I've grown so tired of this damn castle. I need to get out of here. It feels like the walls are closing in on me.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I'm going to go to the pub, get some fresh air.
I don't think that's a good idea. Your father will be very angry.
Fine. I'll go alone then.
Cheer up, my boy.
Gaze upon my radiant visage.
No one likes a sad drunk. Come on, loosen up, man. We did the hard work.
Okay.
Join the dice game over there. Wager some gold. It'll be fun.
Ha! I'll take those coins, fellas.
Life isn't fair.
Take it up with Njord.
Alfhild?
Shh, don't blow my cover.
Don't you have any respect for your father?
That's why I don't tell him, or anyone else. So keep your voice down.
No woman of mine is going out to pubs unattended. It's unsafe and unseemly.
Excuse me?
Now get thee hence quickly, and I can't forget thine indiscretion.
I won't get me hence anywhere.
Thou'st owe me some respect, woman. I am thou betrothed.
Oh, you respect for what? Rescuing me?
Exactly.
I didn't ask for that. I didn't ask for any of this. You didn't rescue me out of the tower for me. You rescued me for you. You want the glory for them to tell your story and for me to be your trophy.
Well, I have never been so insulted in my life.
And as for the betrothed part, you won't have to worry about it anymore.
Alfhild, Book 1, Chapter 2, was written and directed by Jelena Cousy. Alfhild was played by Casey Maeda. Groa was played by Aaron Bennett. Prince Alf was played by Stuart Holmes. Borgar was played by Zan Kramer. King Seward was played by Seth Hart. Queen Yivka was played by Jolissa Hernandez. Auden was played by Yukon Gold. Joreen was played by Jelena Cousy. Ake was played by Brandon George, and various extras were played by Joshua Belmonte. Music was composed by Aaron Carney, produced by Getty Warner, who you can find on Spotify. Violin was played by Faye Jensen, who runs the Sky Elise Etsy boutique. Check it out! A special thanks go to Zapsplat and Free Sounds for their free sound effects. See you next time!